L'chaim al shalom. We're about to learn an incredible sicha. Chelek Yud, the second sicha, Bereishis Beis, all about oyv. It's a sicha that the Rebbe said on the night of Simchas Torah before Hakafas Tavshin Chavav, 1965. And in general, like the Simchas Torah Fabingans are unique. The Rebbe used to say, Simchas Torah Shatnish, Simchas Torah cannot hurt. There was a certain sharp type of straight to the point. So I'm going to try to share the sicha and integrate some of the nekudos that the Rebbe spoke in the unedited version, rather basically what the Rebbe spoke at that night that didn't make it into the edited version of the sichas. At the beginning of the Parshas Bereishis, the Eibishter creates Oyed on the first day, and he says, let there be Oyed. That was the first mitzvah that the Eibishter created on the first day before anything else. The shaila, the question is asked, Oyed is a means to an end. It doesn't have any end on itself. It doesn't have any intrinsic value. The point is that people should have benefit from it. So why did the Eibishter create the lights before there's anybody to have benefits? Why don't you first create the sun, the animals and the fish and the human being, and then create light? You can't say that it was there so that for the people and the animals and all the creatures who would be created within the next few days, because then it should have been created close to the time that they were created, at least close to the time that the first thing that came, Tzemeach. But why did it have to come before the second day? Why be Yom Rishon if Tzemeach, vegetation only came on the third day? Why does it have to be basically, why is the first Metzias? Oh, yeah. Now, regarding this Ur, the Chazal tell us in the Gemara, Chagiga, that the Eibishter hid this Ur la Tzadikim, for La'asid Lavi, for Mashiach comes. Same question could be asked. If the whole point of light is to shine, so you, why did you create a light that you then went and hid right away? It's totally opposite the intention. Did you create the light to shine or to hide? Why would you create a light to hide? And even though there are various reasons that Rebbe says, it's still hard to understand. There are certain reasons that are brought in Chazal, because the Eibishter knew all these reasons. So in other words, all the excuses that he said that why he couldn't, the Eibishter knew it, but the fact is he still created light first. So it obviously means that's a fundamental principle in creation. Then the Rebbe takes another question in Ois Gimel and says, the Zohar tells us that Ur is the same gematria as the word Ruz, which means hidden. And Rebbe says, as like a side note, but important, that gematrias that are brought in Torah means that it's not just, oh, by the way, 207, Sereshava, gematria, all fantastic. It's not like that. There are two ideas that have a fundamental theme, which manifests in the fact that they now have similar gematria. But it's not, oh, I found the gematria, and therefore they're connected. Says the Rebbe Chashtenish. Ur and Raz are two the opposite thing. Raz is hidden, Ur is exposed. So what's the connection between the two words, Ur and Raz? Helen. So Rebbe says, just beautiful sicha, sorry. Rebbe quotes a medrash from Bereishis Rabbah at the beginning. That when a Belech Bas Avadam, a human king, creates a palace, he don't start building, but he has blueprints. How he's going to do it, so too the Eibishter did with blueprints. In other words, that the Eibishter ran this world, ran the creation the way we do it down here. Comes to Rebbe and says, one second, let's just clear, because technically it's backwards, that we do things because the Eibishter created that. But the only way our brain works is that first we find a mashal in our world, and then that we put it on the Eibishter. But that's just a chesaron, that's just a lack in our own capacity. But it's not like, oh, that's the way we do it. We build houses first, having an architect designing it, so Hashem doesn't. No, we do it because Hashem did it. So the fact is that we do it. Yeah, you have a blueprint, but also before you start anything, you start a new business, anything that needs a structure, you first have to know the why. What's the intention? What am I here to do? What's the mission statement? Unfortunately, very often we don't, and that's why we get all lost. Only when you have a clarity at the end in mind, at the purpose, then you start. So too, by the Eibishter, At the beginning of creation, the Eibishter sets up the goal of this world. The first thoughts, that's the Eibishter, has the ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal? That we should remove the veneer, to remove the cover. Olam, which translates as helem, covering, to remove it, to elevate the world, to purify the world, to turn it into pure light. In other words, light is the intention. Tachlus u'shleimus hakavana b'riyas ha'olam v'adam, the intention of the creating of the world and of the human being, lasis lo yizbarich dira, to make for the Eibishter a home. How? Bisgalus ha'or shenepach me'achoshech, through exposing the light, which is darkness inside out. In other words, we're turning the darkness and doing ishapcha into light, intachtenim, into this world. And that explains why light was created first, because light is the intention. Yehi or, the Eibishter is saying, that's the point. I created the world, yehi or, for light. Oh, hey, the Rebbe comes and says, but we still need an explanation. Why? Because we see that every single day that the Eibishter created, besides Monday, the Eibishter says, Vayar likim ki tov. And the Eibishter saw it's good. And we know that good means that it's light. Why? How do we know that? Because it says at the beginning, Vayar likim es ha'oir ki tov. The Eibishter saw that light is good. The other times the Eibishter just says that the Eibishter saw it's good. But on the first day, he says that he saw that the light is good. In other words, that it's specifically light that's good. That it's the oir within everything that's good. But based on what we said, that oir is just the foundational principle and it's the intention, how does it, why does it somehow come out to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? And that's the goal for the end, or the foundational goal. Comes to them and says a very powerful thing, that when you have a goal, it expresses itself in two ways. The general concept, I have a goal that I put onto paper in my thought, this is where I want to go. And then how the goal manifests itself into every single detail I do. It permeates everything I do. Because now that I have a goal, everything I'm doing is for that objective. Otherwise, I'm lost. Why am I doing this point? Once I have a goal, everything has to fit the goal. You ask yourself in the business, once you know your goal of your business, how does it fit the goal of the business? If it doesn't, you don't do it. So the way the Eibishter created the world is that there's the Etzem Ha'or, the foundation. And then there's a light, a ray from that light that comes into every single of the other asada mamaris, every creation that gives the potential in that creation to turn into light. And that's what the Eibishter says on every day, Vayalikim Kitoiv, he saw the light, but it's not as exposed and as clear as on the first day. And Rebbe refers to this, that this explains. There's a machlekes between two different opinions that the Tzemach Tzedek brings in Ur HaTorah and Chanukah. Two different opinions regarding the Ur, the Yom Rishon, which level was that in the Eisius HaKabbalah? Which level was that in the Olam HaSalyan? One is Keser, and the other opinion is Chesed. What's a difference between Keser and Chesed? Keser is higher than all the world. It's the Ur Yom Rishon before creation. It's above the world. But Chesed is already part of Seder Shtalsha. It's one of the Middas. It's part of creation. And that is the way it starts manifesting in the world from Sunday to Monday, etc. Each day bringing out that light, that Chesed, into the creation. So this explains why Ur is Gematria Daz and the connection. Just like by a person. When does the ultimate intention get exposed in reality? Dafka, when you finish it. The whole time I have the vision, but not necessarily is it so visible and clear. You're building a building. Okay, maybe the architect has the intention, but almost nobody else can see within the building what's going on. Cement, steel, glass. Eventually it comes together and you see the whole vision. So to the Eibishter. The goal is Ur, but Ur will not be exposed fully until we bring the creation to its destination. So, when we finish the work over here, elevating the sparks at the end of 6,000 years. But until that time, even though Ur is in this world, it's only in a way of Vidas. It's only secret. It's not the level of Keser. It's not fully exposed. And that's what Chazal said, that the light of the first day was hidden for the future. That it, What does it mean hidden? It was put into a secret fashion. It was put into Raz. It's the same thing what the Zohar says. It was put into the secret. It's there. And you have it. But you have to expose it. Where is it hidden? In the Torah. And the Rebbe refers to a Medrash, and he also refers to Degel Machne Ephraim, that is the grandchild of the Baal Shem Tov. I'm just finding the quote, and who quotes his Zayda the Baal Shem Tov, who says like this, that the light was given to tzaddikim who use this light in every generation. And where did the Eibishter hide it? In Torah. And therefore the tzaddikim use it in every generation through the Torah. They have the light that they could see from one side of the world to the other. And he says, just like incredible stories about the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov was able to see from one side of the world to the other side of the world, how? Through the power of Torah, that was the light. What does that mean? Just like we said, in every single act you do, the intention is there, because that's the only way you'll get to the ultimate goal through this act. So too, the Oyd of Yom Nishin is within each act. And that the ultimate revelation of this light that we'll have when Mashiach comes is my Seinu Avad Yisrael, it calls my Mashiach HaGol. It's like the Alter Rebbe says in Perek Lamed Zayin, it's through our actions that we're doing now. Each day, we're exposing and bringing more light. So it's in what we're doing. The light is in the Torah we're learning, in the mitzvahs we're doing. Because if Ma'aseinu V'Avodeisenu is what leads to the revelation of Mashiach, means within Ma'aseinu V'Avodeisenu is the revelation. It's just it's hidden. The light's there. It's just not exposed. Comes the Debbe Nois Ches and says like this. Ha'idah mikol anal, the message from all this is that Yehi Oyd is the mission and purpose of every person. We have to elevate this world to light. And as long as I didn't lighten up my world through the light of Torah Mitzvahs, even though I managed to chase out Choshech, like, you know, Yashav lo yavad aveir, I didn't do any aveiros. But as long as I not only am not doing bad, but I didn't do positive, I didn't complete my purpose. Because the ultimate purpose of creation is not only, and the Rebbe says not with a highlight, lo yidak, it's not only sur meida, to make sure there's no darkness, but more so, to make light. To make light. Now, just looking into the unedited version. Just like it was in creation, that the Eibishter first, on the first day, and the second day, the first day he set his goal. And he set it, Yehi Oyd. And then created the world, and at the same time, the earth was exposed into every single day. So too in our Aveda. When you wake up in the morning and you become a new Bria, you push a Tchias HaMesim, like the first day of creation, you have to set your goal. And the goal is Yehi Oyd. And after that, you can go into your details. And then, number two, you make sure that Yehi Oyd is manifested every single day in every single thing that you do during the day. Basically, the Rebbe is saying that it cannot be that the Avodah is just Choshech, to not do Choshech. It has to be Oyd. And the Rebbe brings a story of the Rashbats. The Afilik Rebbe shared this story in Chag HaSukkos 1935, regarding the Tzemach Tzedek, that there used to be a Yedid in Lubavitch. There was a market. And Tzemach Tzedek would say chsidus for the guests who came to the market before morning, before the market opened up. So there was a little light that would shine because it was still night. One time when the Tzemach Tzedek was saying chsidus before sunrise, the Rashbats, who was one of the great chsidim, and he was eventually the teacher of the Fili Kedema, was standing between the light and the table that the Tzemach Tzedek was sitting on. And when the Rashbats noticed that his shadow is reaching onto the table of the Tzemach Tzedek, he thought, I should move away because my shadow is blocking, it's blackening, it's darkening the light for the Tzemach Tzedek. But then he thought, I should stay in my place because the Tzemach Tzedek is elevating everything that's on this table and he'll elevate my shadow. Mitamol, the Tzemach Tzedek, in the middle of the Maimer says, to elevate, you could only do oil. Choshech, darkness, you cannot elevate. The Rebbe learns many, many ahidahs of this story. And that is that the goal is to work with light. And the Rebbe says like this in Ha'ara 30 in the footnotes in the unedited version in Toras Menachem Chelek Mem Hei. So obviously the only way to go from darkness to light, you have to go step by step. And step number one is to push the darkness away. But the intention is not to push darkness away for its own sake, says the Rebbe, because of Sur Meira, the Neshama would not come into this world. Because up there, there was no that. So don't do that here. Don't do that there. Mazel tov. What's the big chiddush of creation? Tachlis, the goal of the neshama coming down to this world is asei tov, light. And that's why chassidus focuses on light. And like it says many times in chassidus, starting from the Tanya and Perek Chavav going on, how much we have to distance depression and sadness because that's the lack of life. And because it's lack, we don't deal with it. We don't deal with lack. We don't deal with chayshah. We have to deal with positive light and whatever dark is turned into light. But you don't deal with lack. You don't deal with lack. And that's why the Friedrich Rebbe made such an effort. That's a gekocht, that there should always be action. Mitzayim, things we do. Mizoltan, big things, small things. The Rebbe says through small things, you come to big things because that's how you get your body into the rhythm of doing. But you have to do. Asay tov. The only thing is, in order that the light should not be a free lunch, in other words, like free bread without struggle, therefore darkness is there so that we fight the darkness. So there's a milchama, and we choose the light. But the darkness is just something to get out of the way. Don't stay in the darkness. Yeah, and the whole point of darkness, like we said, is not for anything other than we should choose light. We don't, and the Rebbe, in the Ha'ara over here on page 12, the Rebbe says, when the Tzemach Tzedek told the Rashbats, we cannot elevate darkness, even though technically we said you're supposed to turn darkness into light, his intention was not that you can't elevate darkness, because there was no darkness by the Rashbats, the Rebbe says. We don't deal with lack of light. There's a famous, the Rebbe refers to the Chassidus, there's two different interpretations, if whether darkness is a creation on itself or just a lack of light. The creation of itself, you elevate, but you don't deal with the lack of light. The lack of light, heder, you don't deal with. Now, how can a person turn a dark world into light? That's why we say b'deishis, that the whole intention from the beginning was for the Yid and the Torah, that we should turn into light. And through the fact that for 6,000 years, we pushed and fought for the light. The light will come. The V.S. Mashiach Tzidkenu, take it from Yad Mamash. L'chaim al-shalom, and v'mishtal tzich Shabbos b'deishis, azay zol tzidkenu.